Unit 2. Key text 1. Never again. Not all leisure is a pleasure. We interviewed a number of people about free time activities that they weren't keen to repeat. Dean Harvey. Hold your horses.
I only got on the horse to impress a girl. We met at college and she was really into horses. I pretended to be interested because I liked her, and that's probably why she invited me over to the stables one weekend. As soon as I saw the horse, I knew the whole thing was a bad idea. The beast was enormous, and it kept stamping its foot every time I went near it. But I managed to get into the saddle in the end. The first problem was that the creature wouldn't move. It just stood there with me on its back, eating grass. When I tried kicking with my heels, the animal suddenly started galloping round the field. My hat fell over my eyes. I couldn't see anything, so I just hung on as tight as I could, even though one foot had slipped out of the stirrups. Luckily, the girl managed to grab the reins and bring the thing to a stop. To make matters worse, I broke out in big red spots all over my body the next day. I must have been allergic to that girl, so I didn't call her again.
Jenny Holmes, Black and Blue.
Everyone in our neighbourhood was doing it, so I guessed it couldn't be that difficult. Anyway, I bought myself a pair of rollerblades and practised in the playground of the local school. I was right. Inline skating was a piece of cake. All you need is a good sense of balance and the right gear. After 10 minutes, I was on my way to my friend's house to show off my brand new skates. Unfortunately, there is one big difference between a school playground and an ordinary road. Hills. The first big hill I came to, I realised I couldn't stop. I had no idea how to brake. I thought about grabbing a passerby, but there weren't any. Anyway, I didn't want to end up in hospital covered in cuts and bruises, so there was only one thing for it. The smelly ditch by the side of the road. I swerved into it and suddenly understood why the wrist protectors and knee pads are so important. It was a soft landing, but I got soaking wet and covered in mud. Luckily, no one saw me walking back home in my socks. Anyone want to buy a pair of rollerblades, size 38, hardly worn?
Robert Pearson, Alive and Kicking.
My girlfriend had been doing kickboxing for years before she met me. She says she's been doing martial arts since she was 7. I'm not very interested in self-defence myself, but this sounded a bit different. So, one evening, I went with her to the gym. It was fun watching. The group were jumping all over the place as if they were in a John Woo movie. Then one of them had to leave early, so my girlfriend asked if I'd be her sparring partner. I thought it would be a laugh, so I agreed. 30 seconds later, I was lying on the mat with black stars floating in front of my eyes. My girlfriend says it was an accident and that she's really sorry, but there's no way I'm going back to that gym. I can think of much better things to do lying on my back.
Sean McAllister, Just for a LARP. When I was at school, I was never much of an actor. I can still picture my drama teacher desperately trying to get us in front of the class to improvise and dramatise, mime the works. I always had a sudden attack of coughing on these occasions to try and get out of doing it. Then, when I started university, something unexpected happened that changed my attitude towards acting. I met a girl called Marlene. She was in her third year, and she quickly introduced me to her favourite pastime, LARPing. LARP stands for Live Acting Role Play. Almost every weekend, we would attend either a fair or a privately organised event, and, well, LARP. One weekend, a group of us, mostly history students, decided to do a historical reenactment. We drew straws for the parts, and I got a very minor role with just 2 lines, while Marlene got the role of Shakespeare's mistress. The weekend was great, and we got excellent feedback from the game master. The only unfortunate thing was that Marlene hit it off with Shakespeare big time, and I never saw her after that weekend. My motivation for acting disappeared for some reason, and I'm now dating a biology student called Nina. She has just introduced me to another hobby I never knew I liked, pressing wild flowers.